What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right, let me talk. Here we go.
Out here steady living life as a gringo. Where you question where you fit in every time you mingle. They say you do this with not enough that.
My rapping is really bad. This life as a gringo.
Yes, hello and welcome to another episode of Life as a Gringo. I am Dramos, of course. And man, Thursday, so it's our Thursday Trends episode. I apologize, I sound a little spacey. I am battling being, I think, sick. It's not COVID. I've tested twice this week and I'm good on that. And other than that, I'm getting ready to move into a new studio. I have a full-blown studio space that I'm really excited about that I'll be moving into. If you're in the New Jersey area, you can use my podcast studio for your own podcast. That's going to be a thing I'm going to be doing pretty soon. So a lot of different things going on. There's so much shit that goes into getting all of that together. So I'm being pulled in a million and one different places. But of course, I got to be here to give you your trending stories. Now, with all of that in mind, and coming off of a holiday on Monday, I did fall a little bit behind on getting a guest, so I'll be flying solo on today's show. I hope that's all right with y'all. But we're going to tackle some really important stories that are happening within our community, within our country. And of course, we'll honor somebody from our community who's just doing an excellent, excellent job out there advocating on behalf of Latinos. Now, no Ask a Gringo for today's show. I'll be honest with y'all. It's just a representation of the type of week that I'm having. I posted a question and then it didn't post because I guess I didn't have like Wi-Fi and I clicked out of Instagram too quickly, or I clicked out before it posted or whatever happened. But anyway, I noticed it like basically right before I was supposed to record that the question was just getting posted. So sorry, no Ask a Gringo on today's show, but we will be getting into a few different things. We'll do an update on, man, as sad as this is, the tragedy that happened in Uvalde, Texas at Robb Elementary School, the shooting. There's some really just crazy details coming out about this whole incident and the police response and lack thereof. And now we're getting this vote on a new gun reform bill. And it's really interesting to see, man, blatantly right there in front of you, people who are choosing politics over the safety of us as American citizens. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about an incident that happened with a drag queen who was targeted by Proud Boys. And that's that like crazy alt-right group that Trump had working with him during the insurrection and all these things. So they were apparently at an event in San Francisco where they were harassing a drag queen, and it's being investigated right now as a possible hate crime. So I wanted to touch on that, especially it being Pride Month. And there being so much hate right now, especially all these different don't say gay bills that's happening in Florida, and this nonsensical bill about kids being banned from drag shows in Texas. You know, that we'll talk about it. And then on some positivity, like I said, we'll talk about somebody who's just been out there doing the work for our community. One of our listeners actually suggested that I talk about this person. So we'll talk about her for Army Head this segment. But man, with that said, let's just get into some of these, man, the nonsense, I guess, from this last week in a segment we call For the People in the Back.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
All right, so we'll start with the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that happened a few weeks ago, on May 24th, to be exact. Now, there's new evidence coming out just about the terrible response from police. And, man, it's just fucking scary, right? Because a lot of people will make this argument in the wake of these shootings that, oh, every school needs to have police officers and this and that, but we're seeing that is obviously not the answer, you know, to these problems, because even when there are police, you know, these tragedies still happen, and the police themselves are not necessarily equipped to even handle these things, right? Now, there's new evidence that is pointing a finger at Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who's from Uvalde, Texas, and he's the chief of police who's kind of been going and hiding and not doing press conferences now and not speaking. And there's been all kinds of weird, like, controversy and contradictory statements from him about what actually happened that day. But there are new police transcripts and footage that have been obtained by the Texas Tribune. And I'm getting all this from wearemetoo.com. They did a great job of kind of breaking down what's happening. But in these transcripts and from the footage, they hear and see a special agent from the Texas Department of Public Safety arrive on the scene with the priority of getting the kids out from the school, right? And they're saying that because of the lack of leadership from the chain of command, the tactical team was actually prevented from engaging at a crucial moment that could have saved lives. Now, when the unnamed agent arrived, he asked if there were children still inside. And he said, quote, "If there is, then we just need to go in," the agent urged. Another officer answered, quote, "It's unknown at this time." The agent's response was, "Y'all don't know if there are kids in there? If there are kids in there, we need to go in there." And then another officer responded, quote, "Whoever is in charge will determine that." But basically, from these transcripts, what we're hearing is that the person in charge, the chief of police, the person heading this whole thing up, did not give the proper commands. And it makes sense as to why he's been so sort of shady since this has happened with the news coverage, because his story keeps changing. He realizes that he fucked up, essentially, right? Now, they're saying that the chief of police, Arredondo, has now lawyered up, which is never a good sign if you don't have anything to hide, especially if you are a police officer. You probably are hiding something if you decided to hire a lawyer. I mean, it just seems a little shady. But going back into the story, they're saying reports confirm that within 30 minutes of their arrival, Uvalde officers were equipped with the necessary tactical gear to confront the shooter head on, including four ballistic shields and a halogen, forcible entry equipment used by firefighters to ram down locked doors. They had the tools, said Terry Nichols, a former Seguin police chief and active shooter expert. Quote, "Tactically, there's lots of different ways you could tackle this, but it takes someone in charge in front making and executing decisions, and that simply did not happen." Officers spent 77 minutes outside the door where the shooter walked in. Now, originally, the chief of police claimed that there were attempts to open the door. However, now they're saying there is no video evidence that corroborates this claim. And some law enforcement officials have suggested that Arredondo lied about this and his six-person department's response. And they're saying that despite him claiming that he was not the commanding officer that day, multiple officers and DPS agents report hearing Arredondo giving orders that day. Now, I can go on. There's a few different things that they're talking about here, but it's obvious ineptitude by the police department. And listen, I get it. It's a small town police department, you know, from what we can gather. I mean, I've never been to Uvalde, but I'm assuming. But I think it just makes even more of the case that you can't even leave these types of things up to the police. And obviously, you know, having stricter gun regulations and laws is not going to eliminate all gun violence, you know, altogether. But it definitely, to me, would lessen the burden on these small town police officers to make crucial, you know, decisions that could or could not save lives. I mean, obviously, even with all their training, they were not equipped for this moment. I mean, the article ends by someone being quoted as saying that essentially these officers just froze, that everybody on the scene essentially froze, which also points out the glaring hole in the idea that we need to arm our teachers and all these different things, right? Like, if the police are going in there and fucking freezing and not knowing what to do and are fearful, what do you think some 20-something-year-old making $30,000 a year teaching kindergarten is going to do in that situation? Like, it's an unfair burden. And I love my teachers. My mom was a teacher. My sister was a teacher. Like, they already have far too much shit on their plate. And to think that that is the fucking solution, we just start giving everybody guns? Even the people trained to do this type of stuff, the people who do this for a living, are freezing in these moments. And to me, that like makes a point that you can't possibly argue. Like, we just have to make it really hard to get these type of weapons out on the streets, right? And that's why there is a bipartisan gun deal happening right now that the Senate is voting on. And the House passed, it's moving through the Senate right now. And actually, multiple Republicans have gotten behind it. Seems like they're finally going to have the numbers that they need in order to pass this. And if passed, it would amount to the most significant new federal legislation to address gun violence since the expired 10-year assault weapons ban of 1994. And with that said, though, it is said that it fails to ban any weapons and falls short of what Democrats and polls show most Americans want to see. So this is more of a Band-Aid and something to, you know, show we're doing something rather than actually going hardcore like they need to be. But it's a start, at least, right? But you know what's fucked up about this? You have multiple Republicans who actually voted against it, 34 Republicans. But the one that stands out to me is Ted Cruz from Texas, especially considering that this happened in his fucking state. And it just goes to show you that these people prioritize their political gain, their political stature in the party over the safety of the people that are voting for them. Like, the numbers show most Americans want stricter gun laws. You have multiple Republicans hopping on board on this. Actually, 14 Republicans voting in favor of this. Why vote against it? And the only real reason is you just want your far right extremist to continue voting for you. You want the MAGA party to continue backing you, essentially. And that's just really scary. Especially when we see this, like the failure of law enforcement, right? All things they tell us that need to be done instead of, you know, banning guns. It's like we're trying to find every other solution instead of the obvious one that is right in front of us. It just is sad, and it just kind of shows you where these people, you know, what they really care about, and that's just power at the end of the day. Now I want to touch on something else because there had been another story out of Texas, and basically this was like another distraction where you had this congressperson introduce a bill that would make it illegal for kids to attend drag shows, right? And he was making it like that's some sort of epidemic happening. And things like this cause ripple effects in the real world, right? And a lot of people will try and deny it depending on what side of the aisle you fall on, right? When Trump was in office, there were a lot of people saying, like, you know, so what if he says what he says? People have to know better. Like when Trump was talking about drinking whatever the fuck it was, drinking bleach to kill the coronavirus. But the reality is most people are blindly following whatever someone in charge is telling them. They're not going to decipher what's actually factual or what actually means something, right? So this is a perfect case of this right here, because you had in San Francisco a drag queen named Banda Dulce, and they were targeted by the Proud Boys, and the Proud Boys are like that far right extremist group that were a part of the insurrection. The main dude is in jail right now. But during an event in a suburb of San Francisco, Banda Dulce was hosting this event, and it said that suddenly a group of right wing extremists stormed the building and began making a scene with threatening and offensive remarks. Quote, "You are not safe here," one of the men said to Dulce, who eventually left the event after hiding in the back room for over 30 minutes. 8 to 10 Proud Boys marched in with their cameras blazing, pointing at me, jeering from the back, Dulce said. They threw up their white power hand gestures and began hurling insults at her and the parents of the children that were in attendance. And there's a bunch of different things that they have on here. I'm not going to read the disgusting words that they use. But one that's interesting to me is they said it's a pedophile. And this is something I sadly have heard in my regular life, is this narrative. And, you know, these are a kind of extended family that fall on the Republican side. And they believe these talking points that everybody who is a drag queen or everybody who's gay or trans is somehow a pedophile, like that automatically makes them a pedophile. And there's no wonder where it's coming from. It's coming from the narrative that's put out online by the Republicans, on television, on Fox News, all these different things. And these, I shouldn't even say Republicans anymore, but these are just extremists, right? And it's just incredibly sad to think the amount of hate that is being put out there into this world. And the threats of violence. I mean, these guys are throwing up the white power symbol and then spewing these terrible words of hate. And especially during Pride Month, you know, to see this kind of hate still being spewed. I mean, it's 2022 and people are still speaking like this. It's really just sad to see, you know, people are living their lives. And listen, at the end of the day, I think everybody's entitled to their opinion, but you don't have to impede on somebody else's right to live just because you don't agree with them, right? You're allowed to have your opinion about it, but why do you have to go there and then make threats to them? Why do you have to go there and accuse them of being things that they're not? It's just a really sad way of being. And I just want us to do better, you know, in this world. And I don't know, just I just thought it was a necessary story to bring up because I think it shows a direct connection that when people start putting ideas out there, these people in power, they're activating the crazies out there to then go out and do stuff like this in public. And it's just really sad. And for anybody that just, you know, says, oh, this is just politics and these are just people expressing their views on TV and this, that, it's not. All of these things have real world implications. And that's why it's so, you know, terrible that people get out there in positions of power, be it politicians or people on television, and spew this hate. And then just go home and you know, and sleep like nothing happened, as if they're not activating crazy people like these Proud Boys out there to do their dirty work. It's just really sad. And it's just something to be mindful of, you know, that the words do matter, especially when you are in a position of power. And sadly, you're going to have people like this that are going to go out there and terrorize other people for simply living their lives. And obviously, it could have gotten much worse than this, and luckily it was just, you know, verbal slurs being thrown out there. But either way, it's just uncalled for, and it shows you the power of words. And when you start making it seem like we're at war against certain people because of their lifestyle, it does have real world implications that puts others in danger, and it shouldn't be that way. Now, with that said, let's talk about something positive, somebody positive who I think is just doing an incredible job out there. And we'll do that in our Mi Gente segment. But first, let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
All right, so on a positive note, I want to first and foremost give a shout out to one of our listeners at @cross_soul, real name Victor, who's been a just really dope at giving me a lot of feedback, which I always appreciate. You guys are always able to hit me up in the DMs and I try to answer every one of them. And if you want to hear something, you got a suggestion, whatever it is, I always try and respond to that. But he made a great point, and he talked about covering Bianca Grau in the Mi Gente segment, and I agree with him. And anybody that's not familiar, Bianca is an independent journalist from Puerto Rico, and her Instagram is at Bianca Grau, and that's Graulau. And she's an independent journalist from Puerto Rico, like I said, and she's a really dope story. She is like on the pulse of everything that's happening in Puerto Rico. And I know I keep going in and out of saying Puerto Rico. I'm trying to practice here, but she is like really on the pulse of everything that is happening out there. And she's made it basically like her life's purpose to report everything going on in Puerto Rico. And I know not everybody is Puerto Rican listening to this, but it's inspiring because Bianca actually used to work for like a normal like TV networks actually here in the States. And I can't remember where she was exactly. I know I think it was a couple of different ones, but her story is really dope that she basically quit working for, you know, TV networks as a reporter for the TV networks and decided that she wanted to go independent and that she wanted to move back to Puerto Rico and focus on covering issues from the island. And she's doing everything herself. You know, I think she might have a team now, but she was, and I think she still is, like filming everything, setting up interviews, editing, doing all of the above, right? And it's just really inspiring. I think I've personally have felt a lot of correlations, obviously, with my story and deciding to focus in on what's important to me rather than, you know, the ego stroke of being on a gigantic platform, you know, being a member of a gigantic platform. But I think it just shows the power of being all in on something, right? And at this point, she is amassing crazy numbers. She's had AOC on there, and she's done a great job at like exposing a lot of corruption that's happening in Puerto Rico and keeping a lot of people informed, you know, especially Puerto Ricans here in the States, you know, who are not there to kind of see the news every day or to check out what's going on. And she's just done a great job of keeping people informed of what's going on. And I just think it's a super inspiring story, even outside of just being Puerto Rican, which obviously that's a huge part of it for me, is to be able to stay in touch with things and to see somebody fighting for the island so hard. I think it's amazing. But at the same time, it's just inspiring to see somebody chasing after their own dreams and being unafraid to take a couple steps back in order to build the life that they really want for themselves, and making themselves, you know, a person of service for something they truly believe in. So, man, big shout out to her. I think that's just amazing. It's inspiring. It's definitely pushing me to want to do things to be more community active. And, you know, I just think it's great. I think you should definitely check out her content. And anybody who's like a aspiring journalist or wanting to work in media, I definitely think checking out what she's doing and maybe seeing how you can emulate something like that, because I think people like her are revolutionizing the media space, you know. And obviously people like the Young Turks, I would check out, all that kind of stuff. Like people who are saying, you know, fuck the mainstream media and the nonsense that they feed us. Like, let's just go straight to the source. You know, I have a camera, I have access to YouTube, I can research things, and let me get out there and try and make a difference. And I just think that's so beautiful to see. So big shout out to Victor for suggesting Bianca. I think that's a great choice. Definitely somebody who is putting the pressure on the corruption in Puerto Rico and a lot of the terrible kind of gentrifying and displacement that's happening on the island. So big shout out to her for all the great work. Now, with that said, man, let's tie everything we talked about today in a neat little bow in a segment we call Conclusion Stew. But first, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma. Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Time for Conclusion
Soon. All right, so I mean, I feel like I kind of dove into everything as much as I could right now. I think what we saw in Uvalde, Texas with the police and everything, I think it just proves that this idea of giving people guns or having more police would solve all our problems, that's just not true. You know, there needs to be maybe a healthy balance of regulation and then also also security, right? But that alone, that police with more that police at the door, the answer obviously is not the case, because we saw an utter failure here, and it's just really terrible. And also, we're seeing a cover up in real time when it comes to this chief of police. And I always say this when these things get put out in the open, but it's like, man, think about how many of these types of cover ups in general that have happened that we don't hear about, right? This is just one of the ones that happened to make it to the news, but Think about all the ones happening in small towns all around the country that we don't hear about. And that just scares the living shit out of me, to be completely honest with you. And then this story of you have these Proud Boys, you know, spewing hate, you know, against a drag queen in San Francisco. It's just terrible, you know, and there's no excuse for that. There never is an excuse for that. Again, if you disagree with people's lifestyle, that's okay. But it doesn't mean that you're allowed to wish harm upon them. It doesn't mean that you are allowed to try and influence how they live just because you don't agree with it. You know, whatever, you don't have to interact with people that you don't agree with, right? That's just the beauty of life and the freedom that we all have. But to try and scare people and to, man, just go after them in negative ways when they're just trying to live their lives, there's just no excuse. And it's really sad to see that still exists, you know, in this country and in this world in 2022. But, you know, that's kind of where we're at. And you got to call out the hate when you see it. And hopefully these guys will be charged for a hate crime. And it's just crazy. It's crazy to think we live in a country where people are so comfortable. Like, they're on film doing this and they're filming themselves and they're throwing up the white power signs on camera, like as if it's nothing. That's just fucking scary. And then again, big shout to Bianca Gralau for doing just amazing work and being an inspiration for going against the machine, right? And proving that you can have success on your own if you really, you know, bust your ass and try and create a quality product and do something that is of service to people and is a, you know, giving back to people. I think that that's just a testament to how powerful we can be, especially in today's day and age, man. With the internet and everything that we have, you know, you don't have to be a part of the big system to find success or to make a difference. And she just proves that. And shout out to her and everybody else who's out there, you know, doing things independently and showing us that things like this are possible. I just think it's beautiful. Now, with that said, thank y'all so much for tuning into this episode. I appreciate y'all. If you have feedback at DJ Dramos on Instagram, I try and check all those DMs as much as I can, the ones that are appropriate. Anything you want to hear, you want me to talk about, you think I missed something, just let me know. I'm always open to these conversations. I love your feedback. I really do mean it when I say it, that this show is as much yours as it is mine. So I appreciate y'all. And with that said, have an amazing weekend. I'm going to get back to, man, trying to get this studio together for the rest of the weekend. Hope you have a great weekend, though. And I'll catch y'all on Tuesday with a brand new episode. Until then, stay safe. Peace. Life as a Gringo is a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need, backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.